If I'm not mistaken, you lost your virginity to this song, didn't you? Bring it back, wow. Bring it back some memories for you, ain't it?
I could only be so lucky to lose it to something like this. It'd be a lot less gay.
We would love to welcome Miguel from Hot 101's, our sister station.
What are you calling it, Hot 101's?
Because that's more black. 101.5. Don't be that white, Miguel.
No, you have to be. Listen,
you gotta blacken it up, son.
No, if I want credit, it's all the hits. Hot 101.5. Okay.
Okay, but when you're around the brothers, you refer to it as the Hot 101s, right?
No, they got to be able to find you. You need the point.
That's true. That is true. Brothers won't go that extra mile.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be like, oh, he lied. Bye.
Yeah. Yo, why don't you just tell everybody that it's a cat named hosting the show today?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Damn you and your logic. Miguel, I'm hearing some distressing news on Super Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
That you are now. What are you in contention for?
I am a nominee for the Grand Marshal for St. Pete Pride, and so they have 6 people running. And
okay.
You vote, and then they pick 3, and so I'm one of the nominees.
Okay. Now, do 3 people get to be the Grand Marshal, or
yes.
Out of the? Okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, do you know where you are in the voting right now?
I don't. That they keep that secret. I have heard just from social media, because you can see like who's sharing posts, and when you see like sponsored posts from different companies,
right?
The name I'm seeing a lot is Lucas.
Okay.
And I know that he is, I believe, I don't know if he works at USF or he's affiliated with that, but he has a lot of ground support coming from USF for Grand Marshal for St. Pete Pride.
I've never liked USF.
Oh. I'm not saying that.
A lot of bad kids come out of that program.
Now, Drew Garabo Live has thrown their official endorsement behind Miguel for St. Pete Pride Grand Marshal.
Okay.
So you being a leather daddy, as Miguel described you once, will you give Miguel your support for Grand Marshal?
First off, let me ask you, do you still go with, because I believe early on, was it Drew or Mike that asked you to assess certain people, and you said that I would in the gay community be a leather daddy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Knowing me more so now than you did at the time, would you reassess that, or would it still be leather daddy?
Absolutely leather daddy. Absolutely. Because here's the thing, is like, just knowing you from working with you and seeing your Facebook, you're a very intelligent, thoughtful person, but then at night you'd want to put on your harness and go over to the Flamingo, to the code room, and just get crazy.
Okay. There was a lot of cold talk in there. Flamingo, harness, cold room. Sure.
Well, is it okay if I tell Miguel what you said about him before the show started
go
today?
Right ahead. I have a theory, Miguel.
I'm curious. What is this?
Miguel, and he said this as soon as I said we were going to have you on the show today. For some reason.
Okay, I'm ready for
this. A cat named Mo does not think that you're gay.
What?
I think it's all a ruse to get on Hot 101s. Listen, I'm not going to blame her, brother. It's real popular now to be gay.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
I am Kate with the new series on E. She busted the doors now. And I feel that you took advantage of it. I think your boyfriend is a beard. He's a reverse beard. And that you are as hetero gets.
Wow.
And I'm
okay.
Tired of the ruse, Miguel.
I love it. Okay.
Tired of it.
Well, you can go through my phone and you can see what I look like.
Oh, listen.
When my boyfriend's not around.
Listen, you're good. You're good. You're better than Jason Bourne. You got all the documentation. You got all of the paperwork. You got all of the photos up. But I know somewhere there's a woman going, I can't wait for Miguel. For Mickey D. They call him Mickey D in his hetero life. It's not Miguel.
I like that. I would be fine with that. But, you know, actually early on in my radio career, I did have a woman that one time, like, it was like a First Friday type deal in Panama City. And she was like, listen, you can be honest with me. You really like girls, don't you? It's just for the radio, for ratings, right?
Wow.
And I was like, absolutely not. I mean, like... I can tell you some things that you probably don't want to know about as a straight person, but I can inform you that it is indeed real.
So what he's saying is, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that I could have been right.
Absolutely not. I mean, you can call my mom, you can call
Listen, I see your Facebook page. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook. I know you're gay. It's threatening to turn my Facebook page gay.
I mean, whatsoever would make you think I'm gay on my Facebook page?
I'm just saying. I said, this is what Mo told me off there, and I said, but whenever Miguel takes a picture, he's always with like 25 other guys that look a little bit gay. He goes, oh, that's just a big time cover up. They're all in on it.
Dude, let me tell you something. It's like you went to Gay Man's Weekly and got models out of there, and you always hang around with, I don't know hetero guys that hang around with a gaggle of girls that are all equally as beautiful as the gaggle of men. And can I say that to a homosexual man? Can I call him a gaggle?
Oh, do it.
You know that a pack of homosexual men is called a gaggle. Gaggle of men that are... They're all model-esque.
Oh, most definitely. Well, first off, Holly, my best friend, who's my co-host on Hot 101.5, because I lived with her for 5 years, right. And on Friday nights, when we lived together in Panama City, she'd be like, are the gaggle of gays coming over tonight?
See, I told you it was called a gaggle.
So, yes, we are a gaggle of gays, if you will. I don't know. What I've always done in my life, and this is a piece of advice I got when I had my first job at a consulting firm in downtown Atlanta. It was a black-owned business and a black skyrise, and the woman who was over it, she told me, always surround yourself with people that are, for lack of a better term, better than you or smarter than you or more successful than you so you can rise to that level. So I'm always in hopes that maybe I'll become more attractive if I hang around with attractive people.
That's funny. That's what I do.
You
know what? But you know what? That sage advice, not with the good look. You're a great looking guy. You're fantastic looking in. And you are certainly distinctive in the group that you choose to hang out with. But that advice, I've heard it in a different form where it's like, if you don't feel where you are where you should be, look at the four people that you spend the most of your time around, and it is where they are. And right. if that will tell you why you are where you are. So that's very interesting. If you don't win, now what is the side deal that you have with Drew Garabo Live?
Well, this is very sad.
Currying favor.
This is why we have to make sure Miguel wins, and hopefully we're tweeting out links, and it's on the Bone Facebook page.
Nikki, are we tweeting out the link?
Yes, we are.
And please vote for Miguel so he can drop this ruse and start hanging out at sports bars on a Sunday.
Never. Enigma forever. Gay boy forever.
The great deal that we have with Miguel is if Miguel wins, I guess he gets to ride in some sort of convertible and lead the parade. And he said that we get to ride in the car with him, or I get to ride in the car with him, while Drew and Nikki and SBK walk alongside him during the parade and his mom.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. That was a little backwards.
Wait a minute. His mom's is walking outside the car.
Originally, he said his mom was going to be with him in the car, but then I worked a deal out with him where I could be sitting next to him in the car.
But I thought it was Drew that was supposed to be in the car,
no,
not you.
I'm in the car. I'm leading the way. I'm making sure you get on this show so we can vote for you, Miguel.
There you go.
They don't care about you, Miguel. They don't want you to win.
Let me tell you something, Miguel. This is par for the course for Seth Cush. He is a nefarious individual.
What?
He is an ass John Brennan. He's got a review coming up with John Brennan.
Oh.
And he goes, how's he going to review me? I'll give him a review.
That is not true, Miguel. I respect authority here.
Wow. So is this work? Because I was listening on the drive-in, and I heard something about nepotism Brennan, and I was like, what's happening?
He threw out a lot of words in regards to John Brennan. Some I understood, like overrated, but nepotism, I didn't.
Overrated?
Nothing but respect.
John Brennan is a very sexy man.
Are you kidding me? He's one of the sexiest. I know this.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Very hot.
Well, now you're... You can hear the disingenuousness in your voice.
Don't point that out, Mo.
Leave John Brennan alone. I love the man.
Getting buried today.
He is a very, very handsome man, by the way. Okay, so now, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you cut a side deal with the Mike Calter show?
I'm also...
That's going to be one fat Cadillac.
Wait, what the hell did you do with them?
Wait. They have officially endorsed me as well.
Beep. After us?
After you.
Okay.
After you, yes. And the deal I've made with them is that I would go to the St. Pete Pride board and ask and petition if they could have their own float.
Oh, that's smarter.
Because they want to be behind me.
Right.
They want to be behind me during the parade as as the straight ally float, the Mike Calta show.
Which I love that because that that shows unity.
It's a better idea than ours.
Absolutely it is. Of course, that's why it's Mike Calta. Okay, so you're not trying to fit everybody from both shows collectively into one Cadillac.
No, because listen, I love all of you here on the bone. Y'all are wonderful people. But I still have to save space for my gaggle of gays that are with me all the time. So I can't fill up all the slots with you all straight people.
Are we out now? We're out of the equation?
No, not at all. Okay. Y'all are in a contention, but I can't like then add on Roger and JP and the whole Bone After Dark group and everybody else on the way, Migs and Swigs.
Why are you using such a hard G with gaggle like you're making fun of me?
No, not at all.
I don't like the good you're putting on gaggle.
Who is that other guy that you said might be winning right now?
Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for Lucas.
No!
I'm cutting a deal with Lucas.
No! Seth, I know where you live.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, no. How does that happen?
I'm friends with your wife.
Oh, no. We got to put a stop to that.
How is he friends with your wife and not man gays have access to everything?
My wife works at the station.
Yes.
I work at the station.
No, at his station.
Hot 101.5.
The Hot 101.
I mean, how is my wife friends with him?
All the hits viewer commercials.
There you go, right there. All right. Well, listen, I can tell that it means a lot to you. You would feel, have you ever been the grandmaster of a
or as Mike Calta calls it,
the grand wizard.
He says grand dragon. I correct him and say, Grand Wizard. I mean, yes.
What is it? Is it Grand Wizard or Grand Master?
No, it's Grand Marshal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Grand Master. I'm not a parade type person.
No, it's fine. No, I've actually never been a Grand Marshal of a parade. And okay, to me, to get serious for a second.
Go ahead. Talk to the people.
This is, to me, why this is so important is because as a person who has gone through a lot of adversity when it comes to being gay and especially being gay on the radio, when I was coming up through the ranks of radio, I seriously thought I may never get a shot at hosting my own morning show because there are no other gay black men in top 40 radio to lead off of and to say, we're going to give you a chance. Because we all know in this room that, especially in the 90s and the 2000s, every morning show you saw, it was a straight white man, it was a giggle box girl, and the crazy stunt guy. And so for me, I have tried to like be a trailblazer and say it's okay, like you can be different and you can have a different type of morning show. And thankfully our company has allowed me to do that, and I feel like being Grand Marshal would be the extra cap on that. And just to say, you know what, not only can you be successful in the ratings, we're trying to be successful in the ratings and we're getting there, but you can also be successful and be yourself in other avenues. And that's why I feel like this would be so important to me to be the Grand Marshal of the St. Pete Pride.
How do you not vote for a guy with a speech like that? Are you kidding me? How do you not?
Well,
how do you
are you going to send him out to your 5,000 Twitter followers?
Hell no. A reputation to uphold.
Hey, listen,
I actually
got an official endorsement this morning from porn star Hunter Vance.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Let me ask, are you the only gay top 40 host in radio, or is that not the case anymore?
No, there's a gay morning show in San Francisco, obviously.
That doesn't count.
Right, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But when it comes to gay black men, I believe I'm the only one. I don't want to misspeak, but I think I may be the only gay black one. I know Elvis Duran in New York.
Right.
He's gay.
Okay.
And he's open about it. But other than that, I don't know a whole lot.
Wow, look at you. We ought to capitalize that over here.
How do we do that?
Put it on billboards.
Somebody write an article. I don't know.
We got the first gay black man in radio history.
I don't know about that, but certainly I think that's a uniqueness that and a notch in our belt of diversity that I think should probably be, you know, talked about, or, you know.
Well, and something that's been very important to me is because over the years, as I've come up through the ranks and you study other shows and try to see who do you want to be a mentor, the thing that I hated in radio was that you had a lot of gay characters on shows, but it was always, oh, gay Miguel is coming in the room. What's your gay report, Miguel? And you know what? I have to admit, when I was in Panama City, I did a gay movie review for a station in Detroit that I would send. And I literally, every time I did it, I was like, I feel like my soul is dying.
Because
I'd be like, hey, y'all, it's Miguel. Let me tell you about this new Spider-Man girl. He was in this tight outfit. And I was like, ooh, look at his bulge. And then every time I was like, my soul just died. I can never do that again.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awful.
Listen, everybody's youth is peppered with incidents that they look back on and go, well, that's what it is. It's youth.
We got a tweet from John Brennan. He said, thanks, Miguel Fuller and a cat named Mo. Seth, I expected more from you. # disappointed. Can I try again and say how hot our boss is? No, I can't
do
that.
Dude, I'm telling you, you can't even hide it. He can hear it in your voice.
Why are you trying to bury me with the boss
man
today?
I am not at all, my friend. I'm trying to pull for you. I'm trying to get you to recognize the genius of John.
All you were trying to do was get your 2 free cases of Yingling today, and you got it. And I made sure you got it.
Yeah, but you were going to throw me under the bus. That's for a different topic. Miguel, what do you got going on for the rest? Why are you here?
talking about this?
He's here to promote this, so that's why you got to tweet out the link, and Nikki's sending it to me, so we'll tweet it out, and then what is it, a long link where people can go, Miguel?
Literally, if you just go to stpetepride.com and under latest news, they have where you can vote for the Grand Marshal, and so it's literally just right
there. How much time is left in the voting?
March 31st is
March
the deadline.
31st,
and then
okay.
Hopefully sometime after that, we'll find out who actually will be the 3 Grand Marshals of St. Pete Pride.
Can you do something in that time really gay to solidify your gayness for the people?
Wait, didn't I just tell you about not being a stereotype and just being yourself?
Stereotypes win.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all people remember is stereotypes.
How about I will get on camera and I will make out with my boyfriend
there
somewhere.
There you go. That would be great.
I'll do in the middle of somewhere crazy.
I think you ought to submit every Friday a gay movie review for Drew.
Oh, my God.
Miguel at the movies.
All right, we'll produce this show, okay?
Excuse me. Sorry. I didn't know a brother wasn't allowed to contribute.
You got it.
Miguel, you know.
Sorry, Black's not allowed here.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've had Miguel here for this long and you haven't asked him about how your old producer, Nervous Jared, is doing.
It's producer Jared now.
It's producer Jared, yes. He's absolutely wonderful. He's been a great addition to the show.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you really feel?
No, he's great. He's great. Well, because, you know, it's so nerve-wracking because, you know, Nikki was our producer when we first got here.
Right.
And she was such a great transition because, I mean, like, literally, Holly and I, when we first got here, we were like, oh, geez, we're so nervous. And Nikki was so great at transitioning us into being in Market 19 at HOT.
I'll tell you this about Nikki. Nikki, I knew she was going to embrace whoever. She was ready to embrace whoever the selection was, and I knew that she was going to be a really fantastic addition to it. I was kind of surprised when she came over to here in the swap, but that happens in radio sometimes. It's worked out well for us with Gio on the BDRS now.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I get in. She sounds fantastic here. On the show, and they need a female presence more than you do, obviously.
Yeah, well, and I think I know, you know, what Nikki's goals are because she gets to be able to talk more because, and especially at that time when we started and we were talking for, you know, two minutes at a time, there was no time for Nikki to be able to contribute on the air.
Mm-hmm. But that's not my main goal. My main goal is to be a producer, but I definitely agree that Jared's better over there and I'm better being with Seth.
Would you like to punch Miguel
right
now?
No.
Nikki hates me.
I think Miguel wants to punch somebody. Yeah.
Do you not like Miguel?
No, I love Miguel.
Oh, okay.
No, I loved being with them.
Okay, all right.
No, I loved being with them, and I loved like bringing them to, like having them in Tampa, teaching them all about what was going on here.
Your favorite experience teaching them about Tampa? What would you say it was?
I wouldn't say my favorite experience was teaching them about Tampa, but they are the most genuinely nice people I've ever met.
I think so.
Like embraced me.
I think so. Well, you're very embraceable.
And I think they had to. I don't think there's a chance.
Well, listen. Let me tell
they
you.
They have to.
Yeah, Seth. Yeah, let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of situations where the person that you think needs to be embraced is not embraced. It's not always the case.
No, I mean they said up front, they were like, hey, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, if there's not a match, you know. We can make other arrangements, but I mean, after it's a year ago that I moved here, exactly a year ago, and that first night I hung out with Nikki at a HOT event, I was like, okay, this is gonna work.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yeah.
Your favorite part, okay, you want to talk about St. Pete. What's your favorite restaurant in St. Pete? Let's see if you know St. Pete.
You know what? I have to go with, because every time I have someone come into town, I always slip them over to the Avenue.
Yeah!
Every
so
time.
Good.
Yeah, okay. I love it. I just took some friends there this weekend.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah, followed up by Bella Brava. I always take.
This like, guy's the man. He knows.
I love food. You ask me anything about food.
I just saw it. It's a place. And I get over to St. Pete every now and again because I'm a Tampa kid. But I just saw a burger. It's a fire engine burger. Is there a Firehouse Number 9?
Yeah, Firehouse Number 9. I haven't been there yet, but I heard that their burgers are amazing.
Oh, my God. It looks so fantastic. Now, you're not a vegetarian or nothing like that, right?
No. Have you seen me?
He loves meat.
Yes, okay. I love meat in my mouth. It's so great.
All right, you too.
Have you seen these man boobs? These are not man boobs of a vegetarian, okay?
Not that kind of show. All right, well, I think I've done the Avenue as well. I think that's fantastic. There's another one, another bar that's right on like a corner. It's by itself, but it's really fantastic food too. St. Pete has some fantastic eateries. It really does.
There's another place I just had for the first time a few weeks ago late at night. I think it's called King Street something.
Oh, is that the new food truck?
Yeah. It's like, you can go inside. It's really, really good. I had that the other day.
So are you a resident of St. Pete?
Okay, so
this is what I would want to know. Does Lucas even live over in St. Pete?
Oh,
because
I don't know.
Yeah, because if you don't live in St. Pete, how can you be the master grand funk of the parade, whatever it's called?
You're digging and you're finding the dirt, much like when you found out Miguel's not really gay.
And Miguel, I think you might want to voice this. I think you want to do the research and find out how many of the candidates are actually putting roots and money into St. Pete. And is this... we want to represent us.
That is very true. I mean, all of my money goes to St. Pete.
There
Goodness
you go.
Gracious.
Right, right.
So, I would agree. I don't know, because, I mean, Nikki?
He works in St. Pete.
But that doesn't mean he lives here.
That's right. That's right. Can we find out where he lives, Nikki?
No, it's not on Facebook.
Okay, well let's do some research.
I'll text
some
people and find out.
Find out, Miguel. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll let you go. I don't know why. I mean, if you want to hang with us, you can, but you probably have stuff to do. If you don't, whatever you want to do.
I think he's a morning show guy. He's got stuff to do, like take a nap.
Get out of here. I got to go work out.
I understand. I understand that. What are you having for dinner today?
Probably some grilled food, grilled chicken and vegetables. I just took my boyfriend.
Don't go out like that.
Well, because my boyfriend, we had to run some errands in Tampa today, and because he's a teacher and he's on spring break, so we're getting to spend a lot of time during the day together. And
is it annoying the hell out of you?
No, not at all. It's actually been wonderful.
You seem to me like myself, where if your schedule, you love them, but if your schedule gets upset, you don't like that.
Because it's like it's a definite end point. It's like it's a week. He has a spring break.
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And then you're like, okay. But it's interesting because this is awkward because I know he's listening. He's in my office. This is like a test run for like if we ever decide to move in together see how that would work. So it's also been interesting too.
Wait a minute. You guys don't live together?
No. He lives in Tampa.
And wow. No.
Why does that shock you?
Well, how long have you been going out?
Just 3 months. So, I mean, it's real soon.
It's real soon.
But this is just sort of like a good run to just see what would that look like on a daily basis.
Right. So you would, are you a guy that wants to eventually get married?
Yeah, definitely. Which is weird because I was telling Holly this on the show when the whole gay marriage thing happened, is that as a person who grew up gay knowing he was gay, that was never in my realm of possibility. I never thought I would legally be able to get married.
Right.
And so now I'm like, how do you propose? How do you plan a wedding? How much money do you have to have? And it starts to freak me out a little bit.
I would put a ring right on the tail end of a hot dog. Ballpark Frank. I'm spitballing here, Seth.
Why don't you tell him how you just proposed in the middle of a parking lot?
Just when he gets to that bite. You go, hold on, lay off that wiener, kid. I got something better for you. You can't write that in a movie. But you would never marry someone without benefit of having lived with them first.
Oh, most definitely. I feel like you have to be able to know how each other works when it comes to just everything. I mean,
right.
Daily nuances of living in the same quarters.
You know what? I used to be of that same belief, but now I'm not so sure. I think there's a newness, and I think there's a period of discovery that actually might solidify the union if you wait until... But I don't know, and we're gonna. Yeah. I'm using you as a springboard, actually, to go into our next topic, which we're going to be talking about, and that's people who refuse to live together before they get married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
See
that's
how I did that?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good tease.
Seth even knew what I was doing.
Primarily
because he wasn't paying attention.
I'm tweeting out Miguel's link so everybody can vote for him.
Oh, everybody's seen Miguel's link.
Or have they? Yeah. Wow, where did they see that link? Hey. All right,
Miguel, I'm gonna hook up on the link to. Good luck.
Thank you.
Do some research. Find out if this front runner, in fact, lives in St. Pete, because if not, I put up a big stink. Okay? I'm just saying that.